Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne. 101.9. This
is the Fox. Some of these off-air discussions definitely need to make it on air. Tops of 31 for Melbourne. It's going to be hot today, mostly sunny. A bit of fog about in the morning.
We always say that'd be the best show, don't we, Boxy?
What when we're having
chat.
Yeah. Actually, that is genius. Like nervous saying this right now.
For Fev to think he would get through an entire off-air chat without the whole station just being shut down. a big switch.
What a great, like, you have your on-air show and your off-air show.
Yeah.
Two shows. Double pay.
I don't know which one they want to listen to.
Now, this is quite funny yesterday. And thank you, boys. You checked in on me to see how I was going. And the funny...
I checked in real late. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I checked in like at 4 p.m.
Yeah, you're right.
You're a platinum flyer, so you always got to check in late.
Yeah. Hey. No, you weren't that far behind, Fev, because that's that busy time, because I was sort of in the kitchen cooking, and I didn't even know I'd received Fev's text. And it was when I went to look at yours, Nick. So I looked at, I could see, oh, Nick Cody. Perfect. And then, but I didn't see a Fev message. So then when I was finally, I'd made the dinner and bathed the baby.
It's interesting because I got a different tone when I get a message. It's like, woohoo.
Or everyone's on silent. You're all the same. Anyway, then I was, after I read your text, Nick, and I sent back to you, I went, why is Fev up near the top? You know, when you can see another text, but I'd clearly opened it, but I hadn't because Daisy had my phone.
Yeah.
And Daisy is still in the habit of ringing everybody, texting everybody. And the funniest thing, though, when I opened it, not only had Daisy texted Fev, they had had an actual conversation.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, your kid is exceptional because... She did message me some big, is it a teddy bear?
It's a laughing teddy bear.
It's a laughing teddy bear or a crying teddy bear. And then wrote, I job on. And then I wrote straight back, I job on too. But then she wrote straight back. It's like she got straight back to me. It's like, is this Boxy? Is she on like some meds or is it actually Daisy?
Fev yesterday said he feels too afraid to text me because he thinks I'm a bit of a grammar Nazi and he doesn't want to feel dumb. And I said, Fev, you're not dumb. He just had a long text convo with an 18-month-old.
And I felt comfortable. 101.9
The Fox. Now, yesterday, you know, I wasn't here because I had a cold and I had it all weekend and I thought yesterday, no, this is a bit dodgy and I didn't sound great. Oh. And when you're talking on the radio with a rough voice, like our wonderful friend Fev who had the hangover yesterday and then ended up with no voice, it hurts, doesn't it,
to
force yourself to talk.
Yeah, still rocked up though.
And you did. You had to. But I thought, do the right thing, go and get my COVID test. And there's a few, you know, say what you will about the government and how they're handling this and all the issues with hotel quarantine and why this is all happening, because I don't know what's real anymore. The only thing I do know that's real is that Melburnians are awesome and amazing. And I still think the way we got through that 4-month lockdown last year, we should just like give everyone a big hug for what we did. I mean, don't
after,
at the moment, socially
after,
distance.
Yeah. After we
but
get the lockdown.
We're an amazing community. And what I saw yesterday, we've got, obviously we're locked down and there are certain hotspots, but I went to get my COVID test. And when I went on the app, when I looked at the wait times, because I thought, I need to get this really urgently. It was like 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm thinking,
is there an app?
Not an app, sorry, the website. So the website will tell you how long you've got to wait.
Ah.
But then I found one in Box Hill and it was so it's sort of near me and it was like not one of the big hospital ones. It was one of those pop-up ones and I thought, I'll go to the pop-up one because that one, like the big hospitals, that's where there's the 3-hour wait.
Mm. Fair drive from Preston to Box Hill.
I don't live in Preston. But I went there. It was, and mind you, you know, single mum, because we're in lockdown, can't get a lot of help. Oh, I had the two kids in the back. So I've got an 18-month-old and a 7-year-old in the back. Got there. The line through the streets of Box Hill was, it went through about 3 or 4 streets. I said to one of the girls, because I went to the end of the queue, I said, how long will this take? She said, look, an hour and a half. That's
easy.
Yeah, well, she was saying minimum.
Yeah.
She said maybe, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours. And I went, I actually said to her, I did this. How many times would this poor girl have got this yesterday? But I've got kids in the back. Is there any way I can get an exemption? No, you can't. Sorry.
Oh,
so anyway, I actually thought, well, I can't do that. I've got to go and take the kids home. So I did that. But I'd gone to the doctor. And what I didn't know, though, was if you had a referral, that there's, you can, there's places.
Always find a loophole, don't you?
Well, I didn't know there was a loophole.
Good though.
But I'd sat in that queue in Box Hill for maybe 45 minutes, 50 minutes when I went nut. I mean, I'd given, at one stage, I was so desperate. I was looking in my handbag because Daisy was kicking off and I just found a Freddo frog that had been in there. So I've gone, I'll just pass that to Daisy.
I reckon I was talking to you and I go, just give her some chocolate. And you go, I literally just gave her a Freddo frog.
Yeah, that was it. but wait for it. She, like, give an 18-month-old a Freddo frog.
Yeah.
Well, the whole back seat had the Freddo frog. It was all over her clothes, all over her hands.
Sharing's
sticky.
Good. Yeah.
All over the upholstery in the car. So anyway, I did that after about nearly an hour. I've gone up, we're going home. So I've gone home. And then when I figured out with this referral, you go straight to like a pathology clinic.
You go straight in.
Bang. I'm not kidding. I went there. There was no car in front of me. I went straight in. After having spent an hour in a line with two kids in the back of the car going nuts.
Well done. Well played. Did you get your result back?
Yeah, negative, of course. Well, as if I'd come to work positive.
Well done. What a relief that is, though. Oh, bang. We're off.
You know what we learned for next time?
What?
Ask Fev about loopholes first. He knows all the loopholes.
No, I lined up, but I know you can go in there because when I got my blood test,
you need
can
a
do
referral,
COVID
though.
Tests as well. You need a
you
referral.
You need a referral.
Mate, Dr. Leong.
101.9, The Fox.
I can't believe this. 2 days in a row, Fev. I've pulled it off.
It's unbelievable.
UFC news.
Well, but yesterday I was like, easy, because it's lads, but easy. Now Boxy's in that chair.
What does it stand for? Ultra Fight Club?
No, Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Close.
Ultra Fight Club sounds sick. That sounds like if they didn't have the licensing fee, but they don't want to pay the licensing, but they want to release a game. Yeah. Ultra Fight Club. I love it. There was a big card on the weekend, a lot of fights on, and a guy by the name of Julian Marquez, he won his fight in the third round. And afterwards, you get on the mic. And normally, they use this time in the post-fight interview to call out other fighters and say, I think I'm the best in the world. I should be the champ. Give me the championship belt, blah, blah, blah. This guy, Julian Marquez, used his post-fight call-out to do this.
I've been waiting 31 months to get on this damn mic and to call these people out right now. It's my time to shine. So, Miley Cyrus, will you be my Valentine's?
I came in.
That's really funny.
He used his call out to ask Miley Cyrus if she'll be his Valentine.
Did she respond?
And this guy, he's like a prelim card, so undercard fighter, not known. She wrote back very quickly, wrote on Twitter, I will go out with you. All you have to do is shave my initials into your chest hair. Said it as a bit of a joke. He's got a hairy chest.
Yeah.
All he's got to do is write MC in his chest hair. This guy has pulled off one of the biggest victories of all time. He's going to go out with Miley Cyrus. All he has to do is write that in his chest hair. And then he wrote back, my fighting nickname is the Cuban Missile Crisis. Very weird fighter nickname, that aside. He said, you should get that tattooed in henna on your stomach, Miley. That was his counteroffer. And she just put a photo up on Instagram saying, a photo of her in the mirror. And she just wrote, this could be yours. But you dumb.
Did she really?
Yeah. He lost it. He had it all lined up, ready to go. He's got a date with Miley Cyrus.
Why didn't he do it?
Because he's an idiot.
So
he punches people in a cage because he's not a scientist. You know what I mean? He hasn't made the right moves. He has messed up. Everyone on the internet is like, how have you stuffed it up so close and you've dropped the bag? Love it.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
You can see the desperation in my eyes, Nick. I need help. And it's specific help. It's dog help. And I feel like where's Dr. Harry's practice at the moment? You know when he would go into somebody's house when they've got a dog with problems and then he'd sort them out?
Why don't you ring your lover, Dr. Chris Brown?
Doctor, I should actually.
I've seen you on the front of the new idea. And
yes, new idea assumed that we were getting married. We weren't. We're friends. Yeah. And I should hit. Actually, maybe we need to
hit
do
him
that.
Up. DM him.
But my problem, I'm not sliding into Chris Brown's DMs today, but here's where I'm at. And I've kept it from you guys because I just thought I could work it through because I'm a dog owner. So my beautiful little dog, Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box, she's three. Why are you laughing? You're laughing because you told me not to get a dog.
I did.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, here we are 3 years later and one of her issues is barking. And it just... I've tried everything. I try to keep her in the house. When she goes out, I've had two dog trainers come over and try to resolve it. One of them was so exasperated. he said you need to put a dog a barking collar on. It's one that vibrates a little bit.
Samson.
No, no, it's like the not. SAS dogs. I didn't do, but P.S. I didn't do it before anyone contacts me.
I'm glad you asked us for some help.
No, 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 but I didn't do it. But what I mean is, for this dog trainer to say to me, I just think that needs a dog collar. Like, and apparently it just vibrates. But I went, no, I don't want to do that. But here's the situation at the moment. And 131060, I am open to any help or suggestions because I can't sleep.
You had a dog
so
whisperer.
She is, we've got possums around. She is going and she's got a dog door.
Yeah.
So she goes out the dog flap, maybe midnight, barks her head off. I get out of bed, wakes us all up. I get out of bed, go out, Lizzie, Lizzie, come inside. I get her inside. And then 2 o'clock, she's out again. Thank you.
Is that her bark?
No, that's not her bark. Hers is actually even louder. She goes crazy at the possums. But what I'm frustrated by is, where are all the other dogs in the neighbourhood? Like, I stand there in the backyard.
Your dog might be the boss, like you.
No, my dog's
rules
not the boss.
Rude. Not the boss.
But why are no other, like, there are dogs in our neighbourhood, but they're not going crazy. Mm. Well, I've tried to train her.
What do you put in a noise cancelling room?
Well, then what I did was then I lock the dog door because I go, well, you can't go out and bark in the middle of the night because it'll drive the neighbours crazy. So then I flick her, lock her in, but then she's in the laundry and it's an echo chamber and we're all lying, like I'm lying in bed going, well, I'm not sleepy now. And it's
Do you feed it? Like,
yes.
Like when it barks, it's
well,
give
no,
food?
See, one trainer said to me that's rewarding that behaviour. So when she's barking, been taught. And she's barking at possums.
I know when
she's,
I'm hungry, I get it. I need food.
It's not the, no, you should apparently not give treats to stop the barking because that then she goes, I'll just keep barking because look at all the food I get.
Have you tried, what you can do is you can open the front door, just let her go. Just let the dog go.
We've got a lot of people that love animals on this show.
I do. And that sounds annoying.
My dog, but she's pushing me to my. And this morning I just went, I got up three times to have to tell her to stop barking.
I got an idea.
I can't live like this.
Give the dog for about a couple of nights to Pearl or your brother to see the dog barks in a different environment.
See, and I know she's listening. Lizzie loves Pearl. I mean, it would be, she'd love to live with Pearl for a while.
Yeah, but then if she doesn't bark, then obviously it's something at the home.
She needs me.
Maybe you need, no, I'm just saying, like, it might be something around the house that it doesn't like. It might be spooked by something. That's why it's barking. Therefore, put in a different environment and see if it reacts or not. And if it doesn't, something's got to change.
I love that. There we go. That's a solution. Mm. So Pearl can have Lizzie for a couple of nights.
Is that why the dog's barking? New owner. Oh,
131060 is a number. Dog barking helps for Fifi. Give us a call. We'll take him next.
1019 The Fox.
Fifi needs your help this morning.
I do. I'm exasperated. I love our dog. We all do. Little Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box. She's the light of Trixie's life. Even Daisy now at 18 months, she chases her around and giggles. And you watch the love that a dog brings to your life. Mm. But at the moment, Lizzie has next leveled barking and she is barking through the night. And I'm getting up probably three times a night. I'm trying to.
Daisy's sleeping, the dog's not.
Yeah, but then exactly. The baby's not keeping me up now. It's the dog. And I don't know what to do, but I'm sure there must be ways because no other dogs are going crazy like my dog in the neighbourhood. 131060, I will take any advice. Ash in Wonga Park, my hometown. How are you, Ash?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you. How are you guys?
Good. Ash, what advice have you got? Have you had a barking dog?
We do. We have a miniature dachshund. So they are renowned for barking. So what we do, we got told by our trainer to use a spray bottle. So what we do whenever he barks, we get his bright pink spray bottle out, just filled with water, and we spray it in the face, and he hates it. He does not bark. As soon as you get that out, he knows not to bark. So now he just...
Sounds like so much fun if you're a dog. Well, like, spray me.
Well, it's funny you say that, Fev, because Ash, how do you get around this? Because I've done that, but then Lizzie just runs from me, and the next minute it's 2 a.m. and I'm running around the backyard with a spray bottle, and the dog thinks it's the best game ever.
Oh, no. Our dog's called Zeph, so I corner him, and he can't get away. There's no getting away from it, or I put him in the laundry and spray him till he doesn't want to bark anymore. Mm.
And has he stopped the barking?
He has, yeah. He's our doorbell. He still does that.
Yeah.
That's fine. But it's more so, overnight sounds. We have a cat, he'll just bark at anything.
Why would you
lock him in the laundry and spray him with water?
Amazing. Why would you buy a dog that's renowned for barking?
I didn't know.
No, no.
Oh, the dachshund.
Ash has a got.
Whew, thank you for that, Ash. Rosa from Wheelers Hill. Hi, Rosa.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good, Rosa. Desperate for some help.
So you need to get yourself a tin can, throw some pebbles or some coins in it, tape up the top, and when she's barking, go outside, don't say a word, and throw it as hard as you can on the concrete. And the noise will be louder than her and it will stop her dead in her tracks.
Will that wake all the neighbours up?
No, it won't, because it's one noise. So if you consider the dog barking all night, I'm sure the neighbours won't mind the way.
Rosa, I am going to do that and I'm going to let you know tomorrow.
You'll have to use pebbles though.
Pebbles. Yeah, worth the treat.
I don't have any coins and notes.
Okay, I'm going to, and then they don't just, when
I
you go back to bed, keep
barking? Pineapples in this can, it made no sound.
Okay, Rosa, good one. Okay, I'm gonna do the water pistol, and I'm gonna do the coins tonight. This is an experiment.
You've got a big arts and crafts day ahead, making up all these things.
My mum's got two dogs, and Kazza. She just texts through. Bit of Sandra Sully moment. She's spray water. Thanks for that, Kazza.
There we go. There you go. It's a popular one. Yeah, thank you, Kazza.
It's just been said.
Jackson in Laverton. Hi, Jackson.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're having a beautiful morning.
Oh, that's very kind. Jackson, haven't slept much because of my dog Lizzie going crazy in the night. Can you help, please?
Look, I feel your pain. I'm a truck driver that starts at 3 a.m. in the morning. So we have a big Great Dane. He's got a massive bark on him. And he's decided to have an all-out war with a possum next to our bedroom window every night. So the possum growls, he barks, and then it just goes back and forth all night long. Anyway, we were the same, didn't want to use the shock collar or anything like that, but you can actually get a collar that just beeps. And it's not a huge beep, but it's loud enough that the dog hears it. And the more they bark, the longer the beep goes, and it stopped him barking within 2 days.
Wow.
And Jackson, do you need to use the collar then every night, or do they eventually go, I'm just not going to bark, and you can take the collar off?
Well, we've had it on for maybe 7 days now, and it's getting to the point where I haven't heard him bark for the last 5 days, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to take it off this weekend, see how he goes.
Do you put a collar on the possum too? Or?
You know, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
You know what I think, Jackson? I think your dog's just eating the possum. Yeah. Now he's chilling out.
Possum dead.
He's gone.
Beeping collar. Okay, I've written that one down.
That's not as much fun as throwing stuff.
Yeah, I know, the Nerf gun and throwing coins. Beck in Lyndhurst. Hey, Beck.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Beck, but really seriously need some help to stop this barking through the night. What can you do?
I have a business to recommend for you. So I think you need to work out why the dog is actually barking, and these trainers will be able to do that. Working out why it's barking and then putting in a fix is really, you'll get more long-term out of that.
Beck, it sounds like the dog's just annoying. That's why it barks. Is that an issue?
Would it be possums though, Beck? Do I have to get rid of the possums then?
Oh, it could very well be.
But you're not allowed to hurt possums.
You're not allowed to get rid of the possums.
Yeah.
All right, I'll recommend a business for you. I sent my two dogs there. I have a Labrador with anxiety and a pointer who's just nuts, and they've helped with both of them, and they're in Wonga Park.
A dog with anxiety?
Oh, I'm from Wonga Park.
Yes, you are. Yes, I know. So they're called Homestead Kennel.
I know
they
them
do.
Well.
You've been there. Well,
Lizzie's been there.
Give Scott a call from Homestead Kennels, and I think they'll be able to help
you out. I've spoken to Scott. No, you're right. They are brilliant, actually. And I will give them a shout out because they're a wonderful kennel there. And when we've gone away, we've left Lizzie there. And Scott agreed. Lizzie has a barking problem.
They're doing in-home training now as well.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I need. Okay, I'm going to give Scott a call after the show.
Right.
But in the meantime, I'm going to get my water pistols. I'm getting my coins.
Yep.
And I'm going to get my beeping collar.
Going to
give this
ahead.
A shot tonight, guys.
Can you
guys?
Film this? Can you please film you running around with a water bottle spraying Lizzie?
I'll record it tonight.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
When I'm up chasing her around the backyard, I will record it so you can hear how I go.
This is going to be great.
Okay, there we go.
Five pass, let's go.
We'll find out tomorrow on the show how that went. Don't forget, across your day as well, Double Answer Day with Tim Lee.
Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandaleyliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne. 101, this is the fun.